Leading the news this morning and developing news, police in California say they've arrested a gunman who opened fire at a Christian university in Oakland, killing at least six people and wounding another three. Witnesses say the gunman, believed to be a former student, walked into a building and opened fire. We'll have more news on that as it comes to hand. As Karina mentioned, a major report to be released this morning claims the war on drugs has failed and Australia should now consider legalising some substances. The group behind the report includes two former health ministers. The former Howard government health minister, Peter Boehm, says that he believes the war on drugs or the federal government should listen to the report, saying the topic is not a vote winner. One of the country's main trade unions says the Reserve Bank will be economically irresponsible if it fails to cut interest rates when it meets this afternoon. Most economists expect no change to the official cash rate. But the CFMEU says unless rates are cut, thousands of jobs could be lost. And a 23-year-old woman has survived a crocodile attack near Derby in the Kimberley. The woman was swimming in fresh water off a tourist boat when a 2-metre crocodile grabbed her upper thigh. She's now in Derby Hospital with cuts and puncture wounds.